So I said Karna chose his fate. But can we say then that that was that choice was his fate? Just as say Bhishma chose Ichchamrityu. See, here we have to understand that the word fate can have multiple meanings. Usually the word fate means like something unfortunate is happening. That was his fate. On a fateful day. That means on a very day when something terrible is going to happen. So usually destiny refers to what happens to us, whereas our free will is how we respond to what happens to us. Destiny determines what happens to us. Our free will determines how I respond to it. So two people may get the same sickness, same germ may affect them, or same sickness, two people may get the same sickness, and one person may just get resentful, frustrated, depressed. The other person may look at the bright side, or at least the sickness is diagnosed. I have a good doctor, I'll be treated, soon I'll be cured. So what happens to us is determined. We cannot say that our choice is destined. Our choice is up to us. In the Vedanta Sutra, a commentary by Baldev Vidya Bhushan, which is called Govinda Bhashya, there he quotes the previous Vedanta Sutra commentators, and he says that if we say that our choice is determined, if our choice is destined, then he says scripture becomes meaningless. Because scripture tells us, do this and don't do this. If you do this, you will get good. If you do this, you will get bad. Therefore, do this and don't do this. When scripture is telling us, do this and don't do this, that means we have the capacity to do this and not do this. So scripture would itself become meaningless if our choices were destined. We can say that we are prompted towards certain choices. We are pushed towards certain choices. But we are not forced. See, pushing means somebody can push me in this direction. But I can hold and push back. So like that, all of us, based on our past habits, past conditionings, we are pushed towards certain actions. So a person who is habitually eating meat, person is again pushed to eat meat. That person's higher intelligence awakens, person's conscience awakens, the person will decide, no, I don't want to eat this anymore. So we cannot, no one can say that I was fated to make this choice. You can say that I was fated to come under this circumstance. But what I do in that circumstance is up to me. Now, as far as Bhishma Ichchamrityu is concerned, no, it was that he chose the moment of his death. But it is not that, even in his case, it was not that he was destined to die at a particular time. He was going to die. He had chosen to fight against the Kauravas, against the Pandavas. That means he would have to die. His choice was the exact moment of the death. So even in his case, it was not that his choice was destined. He chose to fight on the side of the Kauravas. Does that answer your question?